So those of us that are looking forward to having a few drinks around Christmas time, we need to be aware the National Health and Medical Research Council has released new guidelines to reduce health risks from drinking alcohol. Joining me to have a chat about it is Kate Conagrave, Senior Staff Specialist and Professor of Addiction Medicine for the Royal Prince Alfred Hospital and Sydney Medical School. Kate, how are you doing this morning?
Very well, thanks, Andrew.
That's the way. We need to reduce the amount of alcohol we're drinking.
We do, I'm afraid. It's sad, especially around this time of year.
Yeah.
But a lot of evidence has come out over the last 10 years that even from quite low levels of drinking, your risk of cancer starts to go up.
So,
and common cancers like breast cancer for women and bowel cancer for men.
Really? So what do we need to reduce our intake to?
Well, what our conclusion was after going through all the evidence is a maximum of 10 a week, and on any one day, a maximum of 4.
So we're heading into Christmas at the end of this week, and I'm looking at the possibility on Christmas Day of just having 4 beers.
Well, and the sad thing is if they're 4 cans, each one's 1.5 standard drinks roughly.
Oi.
So if you're wanting to stay within the guidelines, it's about 2.5 cans.
Goodness gracious me. It's like Santa's turned up and put a lump of coal in my stocking. Goodness me.
I'm sorry, you must have been very bad.
This is to reduce the risk of some cancers. It's just a couple of cancers, or is it overall health kind of thing? What are we looking at rectifying here?
Well, so there's two parts of that guideline. No more than a 10 a week in particular is looking at reducing the risk of cancers. And there's about 7 cancers that are the ones that are most strongly linked with alcohol. So I've mentioned breast and bowel. It's also liver, pancreas, esophagus, mouth and throat. So, there's quite a display. Like, it's a class 1 carcinogen, so it's well recognised internationally that alcohol increases your risk of cancer.
Not trying to quibble, but does that mean, like, the difference between light beer and standard beer?
Well, what we've said in the guidelines is the less you drink, the lower your risk of alcohol-related harms.
Mm.
So if you were to have 3 medium-strength beers, you'd be within your guidelines of Christmas Day. I should say those short-term guidelines, no more than 4 on one day, it's mainly targeting to reduce your risk of injury.
Yep.
You know, all the things that can go wrong health-wise if you get intoxicated, you know, falling over, cutting yourself. And even though it's not geared at the social harms, if people stick to those health guidelines, they'll also get less social harms.
We do hear from time to time, Kate, that a report is done that says, you know, you should be able to drink, in this case, say 4 a day. But then in the future, are people going to be reviewing this and going, actually, maybe it needs to be a bit less, or perhaps it's not too bad? This seems to be something that's constantly in flux. Would you agree?
It is, because new evidence is coming out all the time. And that's why the NHMRC reviews their guidelines at least every 10 years, often every 5 years.
Yep.
But around the world, you look at all the countries around the world, their drinking guidelines are coming down, down, down. And in fact, in the Netherlands, they're recommending drink nothing. And if you must drink, have no more than 1 a day.
Well, in the Netherlands, they're also doing a bit of smoking of other stuff there too, famously.
You think they don't need it.
Certainly not much more mind-altering substance required in that part of the world. So it really is a matter of being sensible and safe. You know, you definitely don't need to be writing yourself off, and you can just enjoy a couple of drinks or two and maintain your long-term health.
Exactly. And the less you drink, the more you feel it. So you get more for less.
Oh, there you go. That is a Christmas present for us. Kate Conagrave, thank you very much for having a chat about it this morning.
Thanks for having me, Andrew.